reopens the Ethnographic Museum of Charbo in the castle of Clavesana. Finally, Charbo comes back to life. After months of silence, its alleys are once again home to visitors and onlookers in search of comfort in one of the most beautiful villages in Italy. But Charbo has not only the Piazza dei Corallini from which to enjoy spectacular sunsets. Recently, in fact, also the Museum Po Castle of Clavesana has reopened with a new management by the Proloco Charbo project. In this article, we invite you to follow us on our journey through time. Where is the Museum Po of Charbo? Arriving to the village from the northern walls and passing the entrance door that leads to Piazza Santa Caterina, we find on the left the ancient castle of Clavesana. This building, which was the home of a powerful family of the Marquises Clavesana from the 13th century, had the purpose of defending Charbo from the numerous Saracen raids of the time. To build the castle, it was decided to incorporate an older tower, probably of Byzantine origin. It lived several times, transformed into an oratory dedicated to St. Catherine of Alexandria. It was then used as a hospital. Today, its imposing figure is barely softened by the presence of plants that today decorate the facade. The grey stone of the castle dominates the small square, where it overlooks in an imaginary embrace the tables of the cafes and bars open until late. The permanent exhibition Women of Liguria. A few steps and you enter the museum. Structured on two levels, immediately on the first floor, the building houses a meeting room where the exhibition, curated by Nanda De Marchi, Vice President of the Arcadia, an association in Piano Marina, Women of Liguria, A Century of History, 1850-1950, is set up. Inside, showcases running along the whole room, there are scenes of life in miniature. Here live about 200 dolls, dressed in traditional Ligurian clothes. Like little women of the past, they depict well-defined models and social statuses. They have now disappeared. The exhibition is interesting not only to understand the long path that women have traveled during a century of history through the evolution of clothes and habits, but also because it gives us the opportunity to know almost unknown details. We discover, for example, that the life of women in Liguria, especially in the rural environment, was conducted largely outdoors. It was an existence marked by fatigue, but also characterized by a strong sociality. It seems to see them, the Ligurian women of a century ago, exchanging advice, information, and why not joking with each other in the most cheerful moments. In this life, there was certainly no lack of space for beauty, where clothes were made at home after long hours of work at the spindle and loom. The luckier and most fashionable ones could wear wonderful shawls like the mesero, the traditional hand-printed headdress with ornamental motifs taken from the Orient. Over time, the mesero was replaced by hats, scarves, until the 50s, when women began to show their hair loose and discover their bodies on the beach. The Ethnographic Museum of Western Liguria. After an obligatory break at the panoramic terrace, from which you can enjoy a beautiful view of the village and the sea, the route proceeds down to the ground floor, where the Real Ethnographic Museum is located. This part of the exhibition is perhaps the most emotionally involving. Immediately, a scenario opens up on 19th century life. The rooms are packed with objects, demonstrating how full the days were at the time. There is space for every aspect of industrious life of our ancestors. Peasant tools, craftsmen, but also toys, sheet music, books, and study notebooks, more easily destined for the children of a middle-class family. Looking around the various rooms, we still find clothes, jewelry, and furnishings arranged as in a theatrical setting. Immersed in such a scenography, it almost seems that everything has to come back to life from one moment to the next. One can almost hear the papier-mâché cobbler sewing the soles of his client's shoes, the cry of those that lives in the wooden cradle, or a distinguished woman claiming her portrait. The museum pole awaits you every day except Mondays, from 9 to 1 p.m. and from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. The cost of the tickets is €3.